WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 66 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last weekend brought two rounds of criminal damage cases in the Twin Cities. College Station police received 9 cases of vehicle windows being broken. 8 of the 9 victims filed reports on Sunday. None of the vehicles were burglarized. Bryan police took 11 reports on Saturday of vehicles getting egged. There were no specific areas of either city where the damage took place. For the first time in 6 years, a Bryan police officer has shot a civilian, and Police Chief Eric Buskey says Officer Stephen Laughlin followed policy while dealing with the domestic disturbance Sunday night.
To defend your life or someone else's life, and I believe that Officer Laughlin felt that he was in immediate peril.
Laughlin was one of two officers at the home of the man's ex-girlfriend in far west Bryan, north of the Brazos County Expo. Buskey referred to video from Laughlin's body camera as a man who had one of his hands in a back pocket, kept asking the officer questions that the chief believes led to the possibility that the man wanted to be shot.
The male then rapidly pulled out the black object from his back pocket and took a shooting stance and pointed it at Officer Laughlin. Officer Laughlin dropped to cover and fired his handgun several times, striking the male.
Buskey says the object the man pulled out was a cell phone. The 33-year-old unidentified man, who is not being charged with any crime, is hospitalized in stable condition and is alert. Officer Laughlin is on administrative leave. A Brazos County District Court jury took about 40 minutes to convict a Bryan man of sex crimes against two teenage girls. According to the district attorney's office, 27-year-old Joshua Saucedo was sentenced by the judge to a total of 90 years. Saucedo will not be eligible for parole until serving 30 years. The Texas A&M University System says it has the cash flow to take advantage of a bullish stock market to wait on removing hundreds of millions of dollars of income until the end of the fiscal year.
They didn't want to liquidate investments early while they were still having the benefit of the rising stock market.
The report from the system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, at last week's Board of Regents meeting was questioned by Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria.
Yeah, I'd take it when it's supposed to be done, if it were me.
Hamilton says there is no danger in losing the $288 million the A&M system will get from what's called the Available University Fund, which is administered by the University of Texas system. And Texas lawmakers are again trying to bar voluntary payroll deductions from state employee paychecks. A bill barring deductions of union dues cleared the Senate last session but died in a House committee. The governor and lieutenant governor have cheered the return of the proposal, which will be fought again by labor groups. Some Republicans have questioned the proposal's singling out unions but allowing paycheck deductions for some charities. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 66 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go. Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Low pressure bringing lots of rain to the state. Rain overspreads the area today. There's the chance of thunderstorms. They could be strong. It'll be breezy, 60 to 65. Temperatures will take a tumble later today. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight, 40 to 45. Clearing breezy tomorrow with a high only around 60. Tomorrow night clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine for Thursday, and it does turn milder. Temperatures Thursday afternoon, they should be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M in A&M basketball, Robert Williams has been named to co-SEC Freshman of the Week. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at how things went down elsewhere in college basketball. And in the NBA, the Spurs clinched their 20th consecutive winning season, while the Mavs fell to Isaiah Thomas and the Celtics. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is one of those mornings we don't have anything weird to start the show with.
Really?
What? I mean,
nothing.
The sources that I normally use, I mean, one of them was U.S. senators proposed bill to improve volcano monitoring. What? I mean,
well,
you know,
pretty weird.
I mean, I guess we don't have them here. There are only two states that do, pretty much, well, three, Alaska, Washington, and Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. Let me see. I mean, I got, after a booking error, so this is lame. So we're just going to roll that out ahead of time, just
all
so
right.
Everybody
this
knows.
This is lame.
This is lame.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. We promise this will be the lamest part of the show. Till the next time. Okay. A booking error put the wrong name on his airline ticket, so a guy in Taiwan legally changed his name to avoid losing the ticket.
What? That's just silly.
Well, it is. It's just, it would seem like that would cause you more problems later in life that you can't even imagine right now.
Agreed.
So, anyhow, passenger Kang Ting.
All right.
Spelled K-U-A-N-G, and I love spelling on the radio. It's one of my favorite things. Anyway, was told that he would not be able to use his ticket to Japan because it had been reserved under the name of Kung Ting, which is like his first name without the A in it.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know you're riveted. Okay, anyway, wanting to avoid paying a penalty fee, the man chose to legally change his name to the name on the ticket.
But it's not his fault, right?
It's not, I don't think. I don't know. He may have typed it in wrong. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But anyway, a Taiwan law that was passed in 2015 allows residents to legally change their name a total of three times.
Oh, so he can change it back.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, but then he's used up two of his chances.
I know.
I don't know how old he is.
You better hope it doesn't happen again.
I know. But for that period of time, you could just wreak all kinds of havoc and then change your name again,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It wasn't me. It was that other guy.
Yeah, that guy who looks exactly like me but spells his name differently because it's not. Okay.
Wow. I am just blown away.
I know. To be able to start the show on such a high note is well,
well, you know.
Know
what they say.
Here, let's do this.
There we go.
Taco Tuesday, y'all.
Yeah, right,
tacos.
There you go. It could be the naked taco. Is that thing
ooh,
called the naked taco?
Well, naked chicken chalupa.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
It's kind of a taco, though.
Naked chicken chalupa. Naked chicken chalupa.
For somebody who's never listened to us, after 7 o'clock, they're going, what the hell did they just do? Yeah, I know. It's our
welcome to the first hour.
Yeah, that's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
And why not? Yeah. Because the rain will be here soon.
Yep.
Indeed.
Bring your dogs inside because they'll get wet and then they'll smell like wet dogs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or anything else you need to bring in. That thing you were going to air out so you could put it outside, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back in because the rain's going to be here probably pretty quick.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Well, here you go. I know you know it's Valentine's Day. It's,
what?
Yeah, I know. It snuck up on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
it did.
Feb 14. And so let's see. And it's, let's see. What day is that? Oh, it's day 45. So we've got 320 of them to go. It is also National Cream Filled Chocolates Day.
Hey.
Which, I mean, I guess that's okay.
I like chocolate filled chocolates.
Yeah, do you? The double chocolate thing. Look, it's got chocolate inside the chocolate.
Yep, creams are okay.
Yeah.
Unless they're flavored, then it's... Ooh.
Then it could be weird.
Yeah.
Because you're going, I don't care for tangerine cream.
Correct.
I really don't. It's not my favorite thing. So there you go. You got that. It's Singles Appreciation Day.
Woo!
So there you go. Congratulations to you two for that. It's National Donor Day. Give it up. Give it up.
National donors. That's give right. it up.
It's book giving day and it's Pet Theft Awareness Day.
Oh,
so be aware if your pet's been stolen.
It's also Ferris Wheel Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I'm reading this book about the Chicago World's Fair.
Oh, all right.
Or the World's Fair that happened in Chicago, and that's where the Ferris wheel debuted.
Hey, hey.
So
pretty cool.
Kind of neat.
It is. The guy's name is George Washington Gale Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was in 1859 that he was born. And so there you go. And as you said, it was built in 1893 for the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago.
Yep. Cool.
World's tallest Ferris wheel until 2006. The world's tallest now is the London Eye. It's 443 feet tall on the south bank of the River Thames across from the House of Commons. That was surpassed in 2006 by the Star of Chang in China.
Oh, okay.
And then by the Singapore Flyer in downtown Singapore. It is 541 feet
wow.
tall. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, there's a bigger one.
What?
No, it's 550 feet tall. It's the High Roller in Las Vegas owned by Caesars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
USA.
Okay. Bring it back. We brought it back. We're winning. We win. We're huge. Okay.
Huge.
What do you got for birthdays?
Well, let's see here. For birthdays, we've got Freddie Highmore is 25. He plays Norman Bates in A&E's Bates Motel series.
Oh, okay.
Drew Bledsoe is 45.
Okay.
Former Patriots quarterback.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas, the singer for Matchbox 20. He's 45.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Simon Pegg, real funny guy.
Okay.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He's 47, British guy, if you know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Enrico Colantoni is 54. He's Elias on Person of Interest, but also he was Elliot on Just Shoot Me, if you've seen that.
I haven't seen that, but I saw that Person of Interest show. Okay.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly is 57.
Hey, hey.
For the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Used to play for the... The Houston Rustler, what were they called?
Oh, okay.
From the WFL? Is that
right?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, whatever that other league was for
whatever
a while.
Whatever that other league.
Okay, yeah.
Teller is 69 from Penn and Teller.
Okay, he's the tall one, right?
He's the short one.
Oh, he's the short one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Penn is
the one who doesn't talk.
Gotcha,
okay. Uh-huh. Pat O'Brien is 69.
Oh, whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
He was on CBS Sports for a long time, and then I think he misbehaved and
disappeared.
Gone, yeah. Gone.
Carl Bernstein is 73 of Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah,
fame.
All the President's Men type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, he's rich.
75. Yeah, he's got quite a bit of money.
And Hugh Downs, who y'all may not know.
Yeah,
you
Hugh
know,
Downs.
He was on the Today Show a long time ago. He hosted a game show called Concentration for years. And he finished up at 2020. He's 96.
Wow.
96. It sounds like he should be on 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah.
Of those guys.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A new report from the Center for Immigration Studies sheds light on the importance of Donald Trump's executive order, which temporarily bans immigrants from entering the U.S. from 7 terror-ridden nations. Aside from the fact that at least 9 Obama administration officials warned us that ISIS terrorists could exploit the refugee program and infiltrate the country, well, now the CIS reveals that 72 individuals from 7 countries covered in President Trump's executive order have been convicted in terror cases since 9/11. For example, from Somalia, 20 terrorists have entered the U.S., Yemen 19, Iraq 19, Syria 7, Iran 4. In reality, these findings should shut down every snowflake, bleeding heart hack out there like crybaby Chuck Schumer.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter. where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Brazos Valley will host Bowl for Kids' Sake on Saturday, March 4th at Grand Station Entertainment. Each year, this event raises thousands of dollars that are put to immediate use right here in Bryan College Station, matching up at-risk children with caring adult mentors. If you want to make a difference in a kid's life, gather some friends, a few coworkers, and put together a bowling team. It's easy to raise money to help the next generation of children find success in school and in life. Download the app or visit bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS to register for Bowl for Kids' Sake on March 4th.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Marathon Pharmaceuticals said it would pause the launch of its recently approved treatment for a rare type of muscular dystrophy after an outcry over the $89,000 a year the company planned to charge for the drug. The company didn't say when the drug would be launched or whether it would change its price. Earlier today came word that two congressional lawmakers are investigating how Marathon arrived at the $89,000 price tag for the drug, since it has been available in other countries for years at a fraction of that cost. Stocks started the week with a rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 142 points, closing at 20,412. The NASDAQ Composite gained 29 points. The S&P 500 rose 12 points, putting all three indexes at all-time highs. Crude prices dropped 93 cents to $52.93 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The BCS Chamber of Commerce, the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB present the most flavorful event of the year, A Taste of Aggieland. Hi, this is Rich White with HEB. For only $30 per ticket, you can sample delicious food and beverage from our local restaurateurs. And new this year, we have a chef-prepared prime dining experience, which includes a three-course dinner and wine pairings. Call the Chamber at 260-5200 for availability. We'll see you at the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, February 21st at the Expo Center. Visit bcschamber.org for more information.
So we've all had to battle laziness in our lifetime, and sometimes you just want to give in. But honestly, how much more lazy does it get than going through the McDonald's drive-thru without even having to get up from your couch? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Apparently, a cop in New Brunswick, Canada, was outside of a McDonald's at 3 in the morning last week when two guys rolled through the drive-thru on a couch. The couch was on wheels, and another guy was driving an ATV and towing the couch. When the cop turned his lights on, the guy on the ATV sped off, but he left his two drunk buddies and the couch behind. He wound up getting away, but the two guys on the couch were arrested. It's not clear what the charges are, but it's looking like public intoxication and maybe a moving violation. I imagine it's pretty tough considering a couch isn't generally mobile in that way. Either way, heading through a McDonald's drive-thru on your couch, that might take the cake for the epitome of laziness. Just get in your car. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
What kind of friend is that? He unhitches the sofa from his ATV and speeds off and leaves them there. Just saying.
Find new friends, man.
What? And I'm hoping that it was a couch that was like Naugahyde or something, as opposed to fabric. Because I mean, if you're drunk and you're on a couch on wheels,
at the very least, hope it was Scotch Garden.
Yeah. Well, no. Now, see, Scotch Guardy would mean you'd made an investment on a couch on wheels.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
true. I mean, I figure it probably was a couch that was on its last legs anyway, and they just put
it
wheels on it.
It was a Chili Fest couch.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. They got it last year at Chili Fest, and they brought it out, and they did this. And whose idea was that? Hey, let's go through the McDonald's on a...
Dude, great idea, man.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, that's... And again, I mean, I guess that's an unlawful vehicle. I guess they'd probably be charged with that.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a little slow-moving vehicle triangle on the back of it. Yeah, whatever. All right, hey, the rain's just about here, so just want to let you know. In fact, you may already be getting some of that, but it is a there's a line of heavy showers that will be moving in here probably in the next, I don't know, probably 10 to 15 minutes. And it's a straight up and down, north-south kind of a deal. So it's already hit Hearn. And it goes all the way down to the Victoria area, and then kind of really it's part of a big system that goes up into West Virginia. So this is a long front. We're getting rain. Those folks are going to be getting something worse than that. But anyway, as far as our weather is concerned today, after the rain comes through, it's going to be nice. We'll have a little wind shift, and that'll make it somewhat cooler. Winds will be out of the north, and about 63 will be our high temperature. So. Well, no, it won't because it's 66 right now. But anyway, it'll fall down to about 55 later on today. And by sunset, we'll have winds out of the north at about 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, they'll gust up to about 30 miles an hour, and we'll be down to 43. Tomorrow, sunshine comes back, and really for the rest of the week, it comes back. So that'll be pretty nice. We'll look for a high temperature tomorrow of about 61, and gradually it moves back up until Saturday, one more time, we're looking at 80 degrees in February, which is not the way it's supposed to be, and that's going to confuse the trees. But anyhow, that's where we are. So the rain is on the way. If you're not getting it yet, you certainly will in the next 15 or 20 minutes, I would say. And again, we've got 66 degrees right now.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Do you have a really well thought out plan for your finances, or are you just living day to day? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
We have a bit of a financial crisis in this country that is best explained by this fact.
47% of Americans can't come up with $400 for an emergency, and that's really terrifying.
Financial advisor Jonathan Dio, author of the book Mindful Money, says things happen, they always happen, and you need to be prepared.
You know, if you're one of that, you know, 47% that can't bring up $400, that's the first thing you got to do, is you got to somehow have enough surplus earnings that you're going to build, you know, $400 emergency fund or $1,000 emergency fund, so that when the tires in the car go out, you can get new tires.
There's also just a great psychological benefit to having money in the bank. It makes you feel more secure and empowered, says Jonathan. And it's also important to look at your credit card spending.
The key to the credit cards, because it's huge, we have so much debt, the key to the credit cards is stop using them. I've worked with people for years on getting out of credit card debt. And the problem is, if you got a credit card that's charging you 20% interest and you pay off a little, you can't get ahead. It's impossible. So stop using the credit cards.
And find ways to make more money.
There's so many opportunities to make additional income. I've got friends that as a second job, drive for Uber. There's people, clients that actually rent out their rooms through Airbnb. There's so many things today that exist that didn't exist 10 years ago. Figure out how some of those opportunities might fit into your life.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police on the scene of a domestic disturbance Sunday night led to a standoff that resulted in a civilian being shot by an officer. Chief Eric Buskey says the shooting, the first involving a Bryan officer in 6 years, was justified.
Yeah, I believe the policy was followed.
According to what Buskey says he saw on Officer Stephen Laughlin's body camera, a 33-year-old man placed his right hand in his back right pocket and kept it there despite multiple demands to remove it. Buskey says the man then rapidly pulled out a black object from his back pocket and pointed it at the officer in a shooting position.
Officer Laughlin dropped to cover and fired his handgun several times, striking the male. Officer Laughlin believed the black object was a gun, and he was in immediate fear for his well-being. The black object turned out to be a cell phone.
The unidentified man, who does not face criminal charges, is hospitalized in stable condition and is alert. The chief was asked if he thought the man wanted to be injured.
I certainly believe that that's a possibility. His actions would make me tend to believe that, although we have not talked to him yet, so... he'd be the one to have to answer that question, but his actions, to me, appeared that is what he wanted to have happen.
The officer is on administrative leave. The owners of 19 vehicles parked in the Twin Cities last weekend dealt with the aftermath of criminal activity. On Saturday, Bryan police received 11 reports of vehicles getting egged, and most of the 9 reports College Station police took of broken vehicle windows were on Sunday. There was a variety of locations where the incidents took place. A Dallas man who 5 years ago was sentenced to prison for family violence assault in Brazos County returned to the local jail.
According to online jail records, 38-year-old Michael James Blair was picked up by the Bryan City Marshal to resolve 19 charges between 2008 and 2012. Blair was released the day after he was picked up, according to the online records, because he had served time in all 19 cases. All the offenses were misdemeanors, and most involved vehicles, including two when he was riding a bicycle. Almost 2.5 years ago, a Prairie View man was arrested outside a North Bryan business after hitting a police officer in the head with a pry bar. Last week, 29-year-old Charles Hogan Jr. admitted to the crimes of aggravated assault of a public servant, evading arrest with prior convictions, and the burglary at Penske Truck Rental along the freeway south of Woodville Road. Hogan was sentenced to 2 years, and he's being held for Waller County on charges of evading arrest and criminal mischief. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A bill in the Texas House will, if it passes, lower the default speed limit for Texas neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. One of the bill's supporters is Fort Worth City Council member Ann Zaday.
Lowering it to 25 miles an hour will be a way for municipalities to ensure that cars can slow down in neighborhoods to a reasonable speed and provide an improved safety with minimal impact on travel time for those driving in those neighborhoods.
Zaday represents a number of old neighborhoods in Fort Worth. She says it would take the city a lot of money to lower speed limits to pay for traffic studies and make hundreds of 25-mile-per-hour speed limit signs. A change in the way the Texas A&M System Administration is collecting one portion of state revenue was questioned at last week's Board of Regents meeting. Chief Financial Officer Billy Hamilton says due to their cash flow, they're delaying until the end of the fiscal year the receipt of any portion of $288 million from what's called the state's Available University Fund, which is administered by the University of Texas System.
By mutual decision, we're allowing them to hold the income in investments for a longer period of time. We're trying to ride the current strength of the stock market. They didn't want to liquidate investments early while they were still having the benefit of the rising stock market.
Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria questioned the strategy.
Timing stock markets is pretty difficult. I don't know many people that have done well.
Well, they've done well so far this year. I mean, they don't. It's not a recurring.
That's not the point. I mean, we could wake up tomorrow and it not be a good decision.
Hamilton says there is no danger of losing the principal amount that the A&M system is budgeted to receive this fiscal year. A fast-growing school district north of Dallas, Frisco ISD, has started planning for what to do with state budget cuts.
One idea they're tossing around is to have kids empty their own classrooms' trash as a way of cutting janitor costs. More money-saving moves are being discussed by volunteers and district leaders. Another of those is that pay-to-play initiative, which would mean parents having to fork over a fee for kids to participate in certain after-school activities. A few more ideas on the table include cutting bus service between high schools, except to the Career and Technical Education Center, as well as making any necessary cuts to library and tech support staff. Kristen Weissel, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8377.
6:37. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're off to another mild start this morning with temperatures in the 60s, but eventually they'll fall back into the 50s by late today. Some rain developing. It'll be breezy. There's the chance of a few strong thunderstorms as well. Tonight, clouds, breezy. Overnight lows 40 to 45. Sunshine, breezy. Cooler tomorrow, high of only 60. Clear tomorrow night, 35 to 40. We'll have sunny weather during the day Thursday. Temperatures Thursday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, forward Robert Williams has been named co-SEC Freshman of the Week in A&M men's basketball. Meanwhile, UConn's women's team earned an unprecedented 100 straight victories. And in the NBA, a win over the Pacers gives the Spurs their 20th consecutive winning season. But the Mavs' luck against the Celtics wasn't quite as good. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So yesterday they had that Connecticut coach. I don't know what his name is. It's hard to pronounce.
G something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Him. He said, you know, you people need to come out to see the games because we're going to lose one of these days, and you want to be there when that happens. I'm going, wow.
100. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, and they had done, what, like 94 before that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stanford beat them 3 years ago or something.
Right.
And that's so.
Well, and I wanted to stay up and watch the game. I did, just because South Carolina being in the SEC and, you know, a very, very good basketball team.
It's
not like
six or something.
Right. It's not like they, you know, just beat some, you know, random
like
school.
Like SMU, which
right.
for their 99th. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, it started at 8 o'clock. Yeah, and that's way too late
who needs
for
that,
me.
Right. You know? Exactly.
But they had, I mean, everyone on deck when it came to reporters and media and broadcasters, yeah. And it looked pretty cool.
Well, and again, it's now they're just so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Alabama in football. They're just so much better than everybody else. And basically, I figure he could walk into anywhere and just say, hey, you want to play for our team? And
yes.
And that would be the answer every time, which is somewhat interesting. I don't know. A&M lost to them, I think. One of those, I think it was in this, may have been in the other one. I don't remember how long ago that A&M played them, but they went up there, I think, and played them. And, you know, it's an event. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess they probably fill the arena. And has it happened twice? I know that the men and the women have won the national championship in the same year. I know they've done it once. I don't know that they haven't done it twice.
Yeah, I can't remember because actually the year that our women won the national championship, UConn men won.
Yeah.
So then I'm guessing it was a couple years after that that they must have both paired up again to win.
Well,
so
it's pretty amazing. While everybody else kind of has up and down years or whatever, they just keep right on chugging along, and that's fine. So no tweets today.
No tweets. He congratulated a couple of, you know, cabinet members that were voted in. But other than that, he has not gone to Twitter.
Yeah, it's you know, it was an unfun day.
Yeah.
Because I know.
This day's lame.
Oh, yeah. This
day
exactly.
Sucks.
So and you'd think he might send that to us so that we'd hear that.
Right.
But no, this security guy did stuff he shouldn't have done. Michael Flynn. And he resigned last night about midnight. As the National Security Advisor. So that means that there's a new guy named Kellogg who's a lieutenant, former lieutenant general. Mm-hmm. The story essentially built up all day yesterday. There had been some revelations previously that he had talked about sanctions against Russia with that country's ambassador, and that's kind of how everything got started. And well, then Mike Pence stood up for him, and then when Pence found out that Flynn hadn't told him everything, then he got PO'd him about that, so you know that's where that goes. So Keith Kellogg, that's the guy who does that. All right, so and then there's more about the immigration thing, and that's it's not fun. Oh, and the president met with Justin Trudeau yesterday, who has pretty good hair but not as good as Trump's, and talking about how, you know, they have a long border, and the thing is, Canada has taken in a bunch of refugees, and so that's not what the United States wants to do. So they talked about their differences there a little bit. And they also talked about NAFTA. They're going to tweak that a little bit, I think.
I did have a friend send me some pretty funny, you know, like the old school Valentine's Day cards that you give in elementary school.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But they have Trump on them. And they have sayings.
Okay.
So here's a couple.
Okay.
I want you on my side of the wall.
Okay.
I wouldn't deport you.
Trump cards.
Illegal immigrants are stealing our jobs, but you're stealing my heart.
Oh, all right.
And then finally, I'm going to build a wall around your heart so no one else can get in.
Oh, all right. No, that's perfect.
So
that's
there's some Trump Valentine's Day cards for
excellent,
you guys.
Excellent. Okay. Well, there. All right. Let me see. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Austin, Grimes, Waller, Brazos, Washington, and Burleson County, beginning at 6:42 and ending at 7:42. So there, that was less than a minute old. That's breaking news.
Breaking
right here.
News.
Yes. So that you know about that. Okay. What can we do to end the scourge that is fake news? Well,
fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Apparently, there's a school that's going to have lessons in it.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, and fake news? Well, that's the latest addition teachers are making to some classrooms, elementary through college. They're telling students how to distinguish between factual and fictional news and why they should care if there's a difference. Last month, a California lawmaker introduced a bill to require the state to add lessons on how to tell between real and fake news to the curriculum in grades 7 through 12. It comes at a time when Facebook is working with the Associated Press, FactCheck.org, and other organizations to curb the spread of fake and misleading news on its network. Lessons for the students include checking the URL carefully and looking for incorrect grammar and writing. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There you go.
Well,
so that's it. Elementary school, fake news, okay?
Gotta love it.
Kids don't care. They really don't.
I was going to say, like, the fact that they said that they're also having to teach them why it matters. That, what? Really?
Now, you know, that's well, and who's the teacher who's going to teach them that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure that, you
know, right. Do they have to go under special training to teach that class?
One more time. What do you teach? I teach a geography and fake news. Oh, well, that's really cool. That's really
the fake
fun.
News
I mean,
teacher.
I understand if they're in high school and they're taking a journalism course or there's something, and that's definitely part of it. But Oh, man.
Well, I heard a story that there's a large college and university in Central Texas that may have a diversity course that everybody has to take.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah. 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 Okay. Fine. Yeah. How are you going to grade that?
Yeah.
Are you going to
How diverse are you?
Are you going to have discussions? You know, are you going to be able to do that, or is it just an exam? You walk in and there are three people who don't look like you. What do you do? And then you have a multiple choice question. I'm just wondering.
How does this class play out?
Yeah, hello.
Fake news according to who? Just another form of indoctrination in the school is what I think.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Government schools, as Borch used to call them. One of my kids went to school in college in California, and before he went, he had a required book to read. I'm sorry I can't remember because it's been so long, but every student who went to that university had to read that book, and then they would sit down and have discussions before the semester started, and they'd discuss it then. And I think it had to do with inclusiveness and that kind of thing. Mm. But that was the way that that school handled it. And, you know, that seems like a better way because you can go in and sit down in the lounge and, like, you know, you're supposed to, this, you're with this group and you're supposed to talk about it, and that's fine, but you don't have to talk. And it's better than having probably a professor or lecturer up there explaining it to you.
Yeah.
Because, look, people are bigoted. I'm sorry. They're just people that are bigots out there, and there always are going to be. It doesn't matter whether it's a school that's got 50,000 students or 50 students. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a bigot in there someplace. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get angry over this whole situation that you're forcing your thinking on them, and they don't want to do that. And I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what we're doing there. That seems to be wasted energy. Because,
yeah, agreed.
You know, your view on other people in society only changes over time. It's not going to happen in one class. It's not going to happen really in the 4 years of your college, probably.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and so much of it just comes from how you were raised,
sure,
too, and your home life.
Exactly right. The life experience that you have prior to coming to school is not going to be changed because of a class that you take.
Right.
May open your eyes to some things you didn't consider before, but understand you're still bringing that school, that skill set with you, if you want to call it, mm-hmm, those tools on your tool belt. Anyway, we just need to all like each other, especially on Valentine's Day. How's that? All right, 647.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
From the standpoint of landscaping, you can do anything with a small garden that you can do with an estate. Use the same principles. You simply vary the plants and the products you put with them. Winter is a great time to develop your plans for spring plantings. You're running out of winter. Spring is right here. For those facing zero lot line landscapes and small patio gardens, we're going to look at some specific pointers to help you succeed with your small space landscaping right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have
Southeastern Texas, Waller County in Southeastern Texas,
southwestern Grimes County in southeastern Texas, southeastern Brazos County in southeastern Texas, Austin County in southeastern Texas, until 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 6:42 a.m. Central Standard Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 8 miles east of Lake Somerville Dam to 13 miles east of Sublime, moving east at 30 to 35 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Brenham, Navasota, Sealy, Hempstead, Prairie View, Brookshire, Belleville, Eagle Lake, Washington, Pine Island, San Felipe, Patterson, Industry, Monoville, Altair, Cat Spring, Independence, and New Ulm. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Torrential rainfall is occurring with these storms and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways.
If you're landscaping a fairly small area, you'll need a drawing done to a set scale. That accurate drawing is much more critical when you're planning for small spaces. In those tight quarters, if a plant gets just a few feet too large, it can quickly overwhelm its surroundings. You want to use ruled graph paper to begin your planting. Let 1 inch on your drawing equal, for example, 5 feet of the landscape, and sketch in every permanent feature, including your house, patio, walk, pool, fence, and existing trees and shrubs. Photocopy the base drawing and then do all your dreaming and sketching on the copies. List your goals in developing this part of your overall landscape. Maybe it's to spruce up an entry or embellish a patio, provide privacy or noise screening, or landscaping around a pool or spa. Make a list of hard good materials you'd like to consider in the project. It could involve a paving surface, garden art, a water feature, landscape lighting, patio pots, or patio furniture. Keep in mind that the small size of the garden and choose your products accordingly. You want to make a second list of the plants you most enjoy having around you. Do a little homework on the mature heights and widths and avoid any that will tend to get too big. Use small clusters and groupings of shrubs where you might have had 7 or 9 shrubs in a larger garden. Maybe it's 3 or 5. Stick with the short types such as dwarf hollies, smaller types of nandinas, Indian hawthorns, trailing junipers, barberries, and dwarf abelia. If you need a shade tree, consider the several smaller types like Little Gem Southern Magnolia that gets 30 feet tall and 20 feet wide, or the smaller version called Teddy Bear. You can remove the lower branches to allow ample headroom. Mexican Redbud stays small, so will tree-form crepe myrtles and yaupon hollies. If it's a shady garden, use a dogwood or Japanese maple. Smaller leafed, finer textured ground covers will serve you best in a small area. Asian jasmine and mondo grass are two of the finest. Use small pockets of landscape color and stick with the more refined varieties of your favorite flowers and foliage plants. Don't go with the types that get really large and coarse. Simplicity is almost always the easiest path to a great little garden, so plan carefully, keep it simple, use plants that you know will do well with great landscape design technique, and you'll be a happy gardener. I'm Neil Sperry. The time is here for spring perennials in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. For the second time this season, Texas A&M forward Robert Williams has been named SEC Freshman of the Week, an honor he shares this week with Tennessee's Grant Williams. During SEC play, Williams averages 12.5 points per game while leading the league in blocked shots with 31 blocks and ranking second in rebounding with 8.9 boards per game. Williams and his Aggie teammates return to the hardwood for a road contest at Vanderbilt on Thursday. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball,
the queens of college basketball have done the unthinkable. A triple-digit win streak, 100 in a row for the UConn Huskies. 66-55, the final here in stores tonight.
Make it an unprecedented 100 straight victories for the top-ranked Connecticut women's basketball team. The Huskies, who haven't lost since December of 2014, topped sixth-ranked South Carolina 66-55 last night behind Gabby Williams' 26 points. Meanwhile, Brooke McCarty scored a career-high 29 points as number 8 Texas won its 19th straight last night, beating number 4 Florida State 92-88 in double overtime. The junior guard, who shot 11 for 16 from the field and 5 for 8 on three-pointers, scored 3 points in the second extra period. In Lubbock, Keenan Evans scored 23 points, Neam Stevenson had 21, and Texas Tech toppled 4th-ranked Baylor 84-78 last night. The Red Raiders rallied in the second half after blowing an early 12-point lead. In Major League Baseball, a person familiar with the deal says the Kansas City Royals and left-hander Travis Wood have agreed to a $12 million two-year contract pending a physical. The 30-year-old Wood has spent the past 5 seasons with the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. In the NBA,
Leonard posting up on George, backing him down with left-hand dribble. In the lane, turns, fires, jumper, good for Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard scored 32 points, and the San Antonio Spurs clinched their NBA record 20th consecutive winning season with a 110-106 victory over the Indiana Pacers. The Spurs improved to 42-13 in the season following Tim Duncan's retirement. They've had a winning record every season since 1998 under coach Greg Popovich. Meanwhile, in Dallas,
dribbles away from Yogi Ferrell behind a screen, 3 in the air, got it with a hand in his face. Whew. Isaiah takes a brief glance down at that left wrist and then pulls it back in case something better comes up later.
Oh, my goodness, little fella. Isaiah, get in this house and play with those kids the right way.
Isaiah Thomas had 29 points and 8 assists. Backcourt mate Marcus Smart added 19 points, and the Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 111-98 last night. Meanwhile, Cleveland Cavaliers forward Kevin Love will get a second opinion on his left knee while his teammates are in Minnesota tonight. Love has been ruled out for tonight's game against the Timberwolves, his former team, and there's a strong possibility he'll miss more. The Cavs host Indiana on Wednesday in their final game before the All-Star break. And in New York, Michael Jordan and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver are helping patch up the relationship between Charles Oakley and Madison Square Garden Chairman James Dolan. The league said Oakley and Dolan met with Silver yesterday at NBA headquarters, with Jordan participating by phone as a peacemaker. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Has anyone ever said to you,
you should be a model,
or you should be on the cover of a magazine? Here's your chance. Brazos Valley Bride Magazine and the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley are hosting an open casting call for their bridal photo shoot. Be at the Expo Complex Sunday, February 26th from 12 to 1:30. You must be at least 18 years old, and you don't need a ticket to the Spring Bridal Show to be a part of the casting call. No bridal attire required, just a fresh face and a winning attitude. That's Sunday, February 26th from 12 to 1:30 at the Expo. For details, visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Well, you got the heavy rain. You're feeling it right now. It's going to go on for a little while, that's for sure. And if you're headed down toward Houston, it is too. So just so you know, and if you're headed back west, well, you're going to drive in it probably all the way to Austin, for instance. But after that, it'll be an okay.